feels good to finish out the 2026 class. You know, again, with just one transfer portal window, you feel pretty solid that the roster that we have as of today that's signed and sealed is going to be the same roster we'll have come August, barring unforeseen injuries and things like that. But I thought overall, just like a year ago, really excited about those freshmen that we have coming in. And then the mid-year guys that we signed, again, probably, hopefully in the future, not as many of those guys. I like to be able to use those mid-year guys sparingly. That's just a philosophy that I have. But the neat thing about every single one of those guys is that we knew of them previously, whether, if like, for example, one of the mid-year running backs played high school football for Coach Thompson, and Juwan Jackson played high school football for my younger brother. And so all of these guys, you know, had a connection to us, whether it's previously recruiting, previously family members, previously from, you know, some of our team, which that's the part you always get a little nervous about the mid-year guys, because you have such a small window of time to get to know them, especially when you're new and trying to build a culture, you know, that you feel like you're on the right path. You know, you want to make sure you're adding the right kind of guys. And then these guys that kind of rounded out the class, pretty exciting stuff. Having some state champs, some players of the year, some local guys, guys from great programs. All in all, roster feels really good moving forward.